Padre Pio's life was full of mysteries that leave us in wonder. Today I'm excited to share a deep dive into the story of his stigmata, how it was examined, by whom, and what we discovered. I hope you'll find this exploration as intriguing as I do. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to our story. In a recent video titled When the Lame Walked, the story behind Padre Pio's first publicized miracles, I talked about the newspaper article that essentially made Padre Pio famous overnight. If you haven't seen it yet, you can find a link in the description below. Well, in today's story, also sourced from Renzo Allegri's book, Padre Pio, Saint Among Us, we explore the report of an atheist doctor sent by the Vatican to examine Padre Pio's wounds after the newspaper article gained widespread attention in 1919. So let's dive right in and learn more about the events surrounding Padre Pio's stigmata. Since the newspaper article concerned a religious figure and attracted the attention of many Catholics, the ecclesiastical authorities simply had to react. They needed to define their stance on Padre Pio. So, to judge the matter, they turned to a renowned medical expert of the time, Professor Amico Bignami, a declared atheist. They thought he was the perfect candidate for the job precisely because of his lack of faith, believing he would provide an unbiased opinion. Professor Bignami gladly accepted the task, but he had one request. His name should nowhere be mentioned. He was concerned that his involvement in the matter might reflect poorly on his reputation. The Vatican agreed. He arrived in San Giovanni Rotondo on July 26, 1919, and his stay lasted a whole week. This is what he wrote. Padre Pio, 33 years old, of frail constitution, has poorly developed muscles, pale complexion, sickly and suffering appearance, drooping posture. The attitude of the person, which is modest and composed, with a high and serene forehead, lively, sweet, and sometimes wandering eyes, and the expression of the face, which is of kindness and sincerity, inspire sympathy. Despite the apparent weakness, he resists fatigue a lot. He can, for example, hear confessions for 15 to 16 continuous hours without eating. He then moves on to discuss Padre Pio's stigmata. Regarding the nature of the lesions, we can affirm that they represent a pathological product for which the following hypotheses on their genesis are possible. First, that they were caused artificially and voluntarily. Second, that they are manifestations of a morbid state. Third, that they are partially the result of a morbid state and partially artificial. He dismissed the first hypothesis due to a lack of proof. In other words, he did not believe Padre Pio was intentionally causing himself harm. The second hypothesis seemed partially plausible, as the lesions were similar to neurotic necroses of the skin. However, this didn't explain their perfect symmetry and persistence. The third option seemed most likely to him. The lesions might have started naturally, but were kept open, perhaps unconsciously, with a chemical like iodine, which Padre Pio did in fact use to treat his wounds. This was no secret. In plain terms, Professor Bignami concluded that Padre Pio's wounds began as a psychophysical manifestation, but were kept open by Padre Pio himself without him even realizing it. Furthermore, Bignami ordered that the wounds be bandaged daily with a clean gauze, a task performed by three friars under the Father Guardian's supervision. They also had to seal the dressings to ensure no one could tamper with them. The professor believed that if Padre Pio couldn't irritate the wounds for a week, they would heal. The instructions were followed to the letter. However, despite the professor's predictions, something extraordinary happened. In Father Paulino's own words, Professor Bignami believed that the wounds could be healed or at least improved by this method. But what happened instead? On the eighth day, when the bandages were permanently removed from Padre Pio, while he was celebrating Mass, so much blood flowed from his hands that we were forced to send handkerchiefs. Can you imagine that? Additionally, three out of the four Capuchin friars involved in the treatment signed a report that states, "The condition of the wounds remained unchanged during the 8 days, except for the last day when they turned a bright red color. Every day, as can be observed from the dressings we preserved, all the wounds bled. The last day, the bleeding was even more abundant. While applying these bandages, we did not use any medicine, and although we had complete trust in Father Pio, we removed, to avoid any suspicion, even the bottle of iodine tincture he kept in his room." The fourth friar wrote in his testimony that those wounds never bled as much as they did during those days. In his later years, Father Paulino said, "If Professor Bignami were still alive, I don't know what he would say about these wounds that remain even 38 years after they first appeared." End of story. Now, as a conclusion to this story, I would like to say that deeply contemplating Jesus' wounds is not something reserved only for those rare individuals who have received the gift of uniting themselves with Jesus through physically experiencing the pains of the stigmata. It can also be beneficial for us, for our spiritual journey, to deepen our connection to Jesus through meditating on his wounds. This is, in fact, not something I have come up with myself. St. Francis de Sales encourages us to meditate on Christ's passion and wounds as a means to grow in virtue and patience. Moreover, the wounds of Christ are a profound expression of his love for humanity. Just try to imagine what it would be like to be crucified, and then tell me this did not inspire a deeper sense of gratitude for Christ's sacrificial love. I am almost certain that anybody who dares to dive deeply into Jesus' passion will inevitably experience a deeper union with our Lord, even those experiencing spiritual dryness. And with this encouragement, we end today's video. Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.